All right, y'all. So welcome to episode 30 of the Tall Woman's Perspective podcast featuring my special guest tonight, Friday Night Live, Miss Jewel, movie director and screenwriter. Welcome, welcome. Bear with me, y'all. My phone will keep moving.
Hey.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Oh, snap. I thought my AirPods were connected, y'all. Hold on. How do I?
Oh, you're fine. I'm having some technical issues myself.
It'd be like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello.
Yes. I can hear you. Are you able to hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. Ooh, in there.
I know. How can you see? Can you? This is a really, first of all, this is a really nice setup.
Thank
and
you.
The little joint at the bottom, it's given very much CNN news.
Okay.
I like it.
Listen, we haven't heard it, but this is my first time on here. So I'm like, okay, looking at stuff like, damn, okay, mm-hmm. did I click the right thing? Mm-hmm. I love it though. And so you're like, here to bless the, listen, come on with
it. Thank you. Oh, I'm so happy. So like, how do you see, like if other people are on or like, how is this all?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a lot of questions because I'm just like,
no, you're good. We're going to try to get these questions answered together because the producer behind the show, Mr. Kavizi, that's our guy. We need to be asking the question.
True.
Yes.
Kev, where is you at? Where
okay, is you at? The partner in crime. So I know we are streaming right now from Instagram, my YouTube page, and also Twitter.
Well, X. Nice. Oh wow, so it's a whole
it is now. Well, I don't know about viewing everybody's comments, but I love it. All different platforms, everybody can pull up.
Okay.
That's the thing out here. We're getting it together.
Yeah.
Well, how are you tonight though? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Child, I'm happy. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm happy that I remembered. Because I've remembered, but then today, it wasn't a bad day. It was a day.
Okay.
But then when I got, like, literally, I got home and I was talking to my mom for a little bit. And then I said, like, I literally, like, my hair was looking very different. And I had on my bonnet. And then I was like, oh, snap. I got this interview to do. Oh, my gosh. So my mom was like, okay, let's look presentable. I said, you're right.
Listen, but around these parts, like, real, some episodes, I'll be there. Like, some episodes, I'll be like, I'm here, y'all. I'm here, okay?
I'm here. I made it. I showed up.
Okay. Yes. Yes. So I'm super excited. Thank you for coming on the show. I've been like counting on the days. Like, I can't wait. We're getting close. So we're going to jump right into it. So I always jump into the this or that questions. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear your answers. I've been doing my little research on each of them. So I'm like, okay, bet. I can't wait.
Got you.
All right. So our first one is directors. Mm-hmm. Would you choose Spike Lee or Lee Daniels?
You know, off the bat, I'm going to say Spike Lee. mainly, can you still see me? Oh, it's going like from one person to the okay.
Look, we're learning together. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. What did I do?
It's all good. I'll off the bat, I'm going with Spike Lee just because he's the director that made me want to be a director. Lee Daniels is good, you know. I love The Butler. And Precious is a good movie too, as traumatic as it is.
Right.
The acting in it was fire. And that was a very good independent film. I think that was his first one.
Really?
So in that, you know, in that regard, yeah, he's cool too. But Spike Lee, I've seen almost all of Spike Lee's joints.
Yes.
Cause you know, you gotta study.
You really do.
So yeah.
Yes. I was like, well, we going, I'm telling you, I'm sitting here, I'm like, we starting off with this one. Yes.
I feel like
Spike Lee, it is a lot of movies. Obviously, he probably directed much more movies than Lee Daniels. It's like kind of new. I was, but I'm not into the whole movie directing world. So I wanted your input. I couldn't wait.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All righty. Well, I'll answer some of the questions that I can.
Okay. With you.
But you. Just judging from the movies, I'm definitely going with Spike Lee. I love Do the Right Thing. It was like one of my top 10 movies.
That's the one that made me want to be a director. Literally, I was like,
wow,
15, and my mom, she had it on DVD, and I remember watching it and being like, I want to evoke these emotions for other people. I want to do this. Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Oh, that's so dope.
I know. Right? Shout out to Spike.
Okay.
Shout out to him.
All right. Rolling into our next one is action movies or comedy movies. Which one would you choose?
That's a good one. Okay. Dang, that's actually a really good one. Probably 9 times out of 10, I probably might choose. I don't know.
it's a real hard one. Yes, I love it. Easy ones to choose from.
Because, I mean, you know, the times I've dabbled in the herbal essences, I automatically watch something funny, and it's either White Chicks or Friday After Next.
Yes.
But if I'm just watching them, if I'm just like searching for something to watch, I guess it would be, yeah. I mean, between the two, it probably would be. Would it be action? You know, that's a really good question. I'm going to go with comedy.
Okay.
Because I like to laugh. And I think that I'm pretty funny. My boyfriend thinks that he's funnier than me. I don't think so.
You
think it's you. I think I'm funnier. But, yeah. So I like to laugh. I like to make people laugh. You know, I'm funny in person.
I'm getting that. I'm getting all of that, okay?
Because, side note, so I went to North Carolina A&T State University, Aggie Pride, for my undergraduate degree. And so I joined my school's, it's called Aggie Night Live, which is like our version of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And I was one of the writers. I was not funny on paper. I can't write funny. Okay. I just am funny in the moment.
Gotcha.
That's what I learned. Because that is writing in itself, within itself is a skill, but comedic writing, that's a whole other.
Different ballgame, different lane. Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, do you have a favorite comedy movie?
Oh, a favorite? Dang. That is a good question. I'm going to say Friday After Next is probably my favorite one. Yeah.
Okay. Now I always get confused. Friday After Next was with
Cat Williams. And Terry Crews. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Which one? I love all of the Fridays. To answer them with you too, I'm definitely going with comedy. I love to laugh. Girl, every other word I'm laughing, I'm cracking up. That's just what I love to do.
Same.
It's good.
You gotta get through life with laughing. You really do.
Life is always life. And listen, I done had a week, so I needed the pie tonight. Okay.
Listen, tell me why. So I thought I had a doctor's appointment for this Tuesday. And on my way to a doctor's appointment, mind you, I'm like, I be Ubering.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere right now. And so on my way, like 5 minutes before I get there, something told me check the app to make sure that it's today. No, it wasn't this Tuesday. It was the 28th Tuesday.
Damn.
And I just redirected my Uber to go
like,
back home.
Take me back around.
Take me back. And I just laughed. I just had to laugh. I just had to laugh because
what else do you do?
I couldn't be mad. I couldn't be mad.
Right.
Anyway.
What else do you do?
Yeah. So I was cracking up about that for the majority of the day. Like, Jules, you really
thought it was
you
today.
Really got up for like got up everything like
on time and everything.
Okay.
Really on time.
But yeah.
Wow. So my favorite comedy movie. It's really hard to choose, but just right now thinking, I think it's life.
That is a good one.
It is.
That's a good one. That's a
It might change tomorrow.
Too.
Yeah. Not a- but right now is life. Like, I'm just scrolling like, oh, I'm gonna put this on. I need to lay it.
Yeah, that's definitely, yeah. I say it's a bittersweet one because I mean, without all the comedic timing and comedic relief, that could very much be a straight up drama.
Yes.
Honestly.
Easily, right?
It's a very real. That's a very real movie.
Yes, yes. Real heavy too. Yeah, it's some moments in there that's like,
very heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one. I like Harlem Nights too.
Now, it's so sad to say I only really remember that oh goodness, I guess what is the saying? I don't want to mess it up. But it relates to the Meg and Corey to Corey.
Oh yeah.
You shot
me in my pinky toes.
Yeah. Like dance. Mm-hmm. Oh, when he was shooting like dance. See, is that that's sad. That's the only thing
you
I remember from that movie.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a funny movie. That's a funny one.
I might watch that tonight. My little wine game while I'm chilling in the house. I might put that on.
Yes. That man was ready to leave his kids off of some really bomb coochie.
Well,
called the family and said, yeah.
Look, I'm not coming home tonight.
I'm not coming back.
Drama. I love it. Okay. In the castle, too. I'm watching it tonight. I got my movie.
Oh, snap. If you ever meet someone named Sunshine, stay away and keep your man.
Fast, take off, child. Just the name alone. I'm getting the hell out of here, sir. Please.
Oh, my goodness. That's
wow.
Funny.
Yeah, I definitely got to watch that. All right. So our next one is, and you know what? Do I want to, which city would you rather live in? LA or New York? And it's so much. I had so many like, okay, well, how do I want to narrow this down? But I'm like, you know what?
So,
yeah, which one?
I mean, and this is going to sound biased because I already lived there, but I had a really good time. And I'm meant to. So I'm going to pick LA for the weather. And honestly, like I met some really wonderful people there that, you know, we're still friends to this day.
Okay.
You know, New York, I would want to like stay in New York for like 6 months, not in the winter. But just to be like, you know, I stayed in New York for a little minute. And because I'm a very community-based person. I like to be with the people. Like, just soaking in everything, learning stuff, like all of that. But yeah, you know, I gotta go with LA because also I've only had really bomb Mexican food in LA.
Wow.
I'm here in Georgia. Have not had any Mexican that is hitting on what LA's Mexican food is hitting like.
Wow.
Yet. Haven't had it yet.
And I tried street corn for the first time in LA. Yes. And is it Venice Beach? I think Venice Beach. Walk outside.
Oh, really?
I don't even know if we should be getting this from here, but like, all right, we outside.
Yeah,
we in LA.
Venice Beach is woof. Oof. Yeah.
It was good.
Like, but yeah. Good. Yeah. Elotes is fire. Yeah.
It is. I'm a summer baby, so I love the summer. So I'm going with LA too. You know, New York is cool. It's too close to home. If I had to live, and it's too, When I want to
chill, it's more expensive than LA.
Yeah, and it's the city that never sleeps. So I want to, you know, yes. If I had to live there, mm-hmm. I would choose LA.
Yeah, and the weather. I mean, minus the little earthquakes here and there. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I experienced three while I was out there, and I was out there for 3 years. But yeah, honestly, I really would not change it for nothing, honestly. Oh, which one is cheaper? LA. To me, LA is cheaper from what, and this really? Is also from coming from my cousin. She's an actress and she's lived in both. And she says LA is cheaper than New York.
Wow. I completely, right off the bat, I was going to say, oh no, it's New York. When I think of LA, I'd be like, it's so expensive.
Because there's like different, like little cities or towns or whatever within LA. Because a lot of people may say they're from LA, mm-hmm. but they might be from LA County, and LA County is huge.
Gotcha.
It's very long. And within that, you have like downtown LA, you got North Hollywood, which is the valley, which is part of the valley. You got WeHo, which is West Hollywood.
Okay.
You got Inglewood. Like there's a plethora of different neighborhoods in LA County. Yeah. Gotcha. So
now when I go back, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna hit you up. Like, okay, what part, where I'm going? Let me see where I'm going next.
I know where you can go to have fun.
You
I know
do the fun spot. Perfect. I know the fun spot. Listen, I'm gonna hit you up. Like, I'm all set.
I know the fun spot.
Yes, yes. When I went, I forget where we stayed, but we went to like all of like the tourist attractions. Like, okay, we're gonna go to Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We went to a comedy show on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it was decent too. I was just like, oh my God, I can't, we really out here? I can't believe this. You know, you watch movies and you see like, okay, mm-hmm. Sunset Boulevard. We rolled past Nipsey's store. So that's Crenshaw, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Got you. And yeah, we went to I think it was Friday or whatever. It was one of the like the major movies that were shot there in LA, I think, or Crenshaw. Was it Boys in the Hood? I don't know.
There's been a ton of movies that's been shot.
Yeah.
Okay. There's
just right. Like I want to see what this looks like now. Yeah. I'm that type of person.
Mm-hmm. I think my only thing, I remember when I first moved out there, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to downtown LA. It's gonna be real nice and everything. Now, mind you, I'm from PG County. I'm from PG County, Maryland. Okay. And I'm also, you know, DC is literally
right there.
10-minute drive from where I'm from, because I'm from Laurel.
Okay.
And so, you know, the downtown or whatever in DC is pretty nice, you know, and then mm-hmm. you got downtown Silver Spring, like there is real cute, bougie, nice, all of that.
Okay.
Child, when I went to downtown LA for the first time, I said, this is ghetto.
For real. Wow.
Because yeah. very, very, like there's a small pocket of just wonderful goodness of downtown LA, and then everything else, it just
that's like not the
he.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
all good. It's very dirty.
Ooh.
But yeah, but
is that where that? Oh goodness, sorry to interrupt. Where is that? No, what's the name of it?
Oh, it's in that. Yeah, it's near the Fashion District, which is within that small part of downtown. And I mean, but it's sad though, because LA's like homeless community, mm-hmm. it's so big, and it honestly really does break my heart, because I'm like, here we have all these abandoned buildings,
right?
Why not put the homeless people in the abandoned buildings so that way they're not unhoused anymore, like they have somewhere where mm-hmm. they can sleep,
right?
You know, yeah.
Woo. Goodness, I know when I think about that, I do think, especially here in I'm here in Philly, so
mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, all states and cities got that unfortunate, mm-hmm. you know, homeless community, and it's so big.
I haven't been to Philly in such a long time. Now I think about it, it's been a minute. Yeah, hopefully I can go come up there Right, May. So next month.
Okay. Let me know. Aunt, let me know when you're coming, girl. Let me know.
Yeah. My aunt, she's having like a fish fry for my cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, he's dealing with some health issues or what have you. So it's like a fundraiser type of thing. I'll send you it.
Yeah, send me. I'll pop out.
She be chefing it up. If you know, you want to donate, grab you a plate, you know.
Yes.
I got you.
I definitely show love for sure. I'm going to pull up. So you said next month, May. Well, this month. Is it like towards the end?
Well, no. June 8th.
June. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up. All right. So the next question is your fashion style. Would you say you follow the trends or do you create your own style?
It's like a mix of both because not all the trends. I can't get with everything. I can't get with anything. I would say so. I am like a streetwear / bohemian type of thing. It really just depends on the day.
Yes.
But also, if I'm going to be like very honestly speaking, because I've been on a weight loss journey, so I'm feeling very different with my clothes now versus before. I was really dressing for comfort more than anything. Still cute, but comfy.
Right. Okay.
but yeah, I'm definitely like, I'm like a, street, like streetwear with some bohemian little accents here and there. A
little bit of this and that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you would catch me with a head wrap with some really like wooden, you know,
ooh, I love
earrings
that.
Or what have you, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, or I could be gold out, you know, with my gold necklaces, gold,
depending on how you feeling, like,
and I got J's, like, I'm a sneakerhead,
ooh, okay, ask me my next question,
I'm a sneakerhead, but when you get to that question, then we can dive deeper into that, but yeah,
no, let's get into it, okay, dunks. So you were rather the sneakers or the heels, you choosing the J's.
Oh yeah, every time. Yeah,
every time.
Auntie can't do the heels. Hey.
Okay, yeah, this big.
I can rock a really cute platform sandal.
Okay. Okay. Yes, a sandal.
But
okay.
heels. Get somebody else to do it.
Nice.
Like it has. That's not an everyday thing for me. Everyday thing for me is wearing a sneaker. Because that should be like my fashion. And plus, like growing up, I always wanted different shoes and stuff, but we couldn't get them. So, you know, when you're an adult, you're like feeding your inner child. Like,
right, I do that every day.
I myself can buy my own damn shoes.
Yes.
So I wear a size 7 in boys.
Same
small
girl.
Feet. Small feet.
Mm-hmm.
And Foot Locker's having a sale. For certain shoes, it was like $75.
Oh.
And I just got me my first pair of Dunks. Very happy.
What?
Very happy. Let me, hold on, I'm going to show you. Hold on.
Yeah, if please, you don't mind, please. I wear a 7'2", girl. Listen, I'll be there tomorrow.
Girl, I ordered them so fast. You would have thought Jesus himself was handing out Dunks, okay?
Listen, I know that's right.
Okay, not playing at all. So this pair is made with at least 20% recycled content. So, you know, we're saving the planet over here, too.
Right. Look at that. 2 for 1.
But, yeah, so these.
Oh, those are cute. Okay. Is that a small Nike check mark? Is it pink?
Oh, it's orange.
It's on. Ooh, that's my listen.
Yeah, with the.
Don't be surprised, girl. If you see me, listen. What the? Those are super cute.
Run, run. I don't know because
that price too.
Going.
I love that. But
yeah,
I love a bargain. Yeah. Okay.
So like with shipping and everything, it was like what $84. I said,
my type of
you
price.
Can't beat that.
Not at all.
Now I work with kids. So I was like, yeah, I'm not wearing these to work.
Right.
But when it's time to
stepping out. And 80 something, that's not bad at all, because you know a shoe can be about 70, 75. You put shipping in there and you're going to 100 quick, or 90 something, right? Close to it.
Exactly.
Fast.
Exactly.
I love that.
So yeah, I was like, I'm buying the shoe. Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, I've been wanting dunks for like 2 years now.
And look.
And I want them in every colorway, just like my ones. I want them in every colorway.
They're so cute.
I need some new ones too. But yeah.
Yes. Now I will say, I always get it confused. The dunks. Well, I mean, and so I look at the back. The ones, the low top ones, and then the dunks. And I'm like, I'm sitting here trying to tell my
daughter. Yeah, I'm like, they low key look the same from the front.
They do. Yep. They do. Oh, that's cute.
But yeah.
I got my notes. Listen, up here, when we get off of here, you said Foot Locker, right? I'm going on here and grab me sneaks. Yes, I love to sell.
Yeah.
All righty. We going on. Move to our next question is movies again. Scream or Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I'm going to Scream off the bat. Right. You know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I've seen. Have I seen the original? I think, yes, I've seen the original, and I've seen the first remake that had Trey Songz in it. And I was like, okay, this is count.
Okay.
But it wasn't until, excuse me, it wasn't until I had got to grad school for filmmaking. And like Scream is like one of those movies that you watch if you like want to make movies. And so it's like, you gotta watch this. It's like, you haven't seen Jaws?
Right.
I finally watched Jaws because I'm like, okay, and I get it. I get the hype with Jaws and everything. But yeah, I'm choosing Scream, and I'm Scream is on my top five horror film list. Scream 1 and 2, because they're out of all like the whole.
Yeah, because it started going into like towards the end, it was like the funny part, right? Screams. Oh, my girl's tired over there.
I know, right? I don't know why I'm tired. Today was a day with some of these kids today. I was like, wow.
That they'll do it.
If y'all was my kids, y'all would not be acting like this.
Right.
Y'all got snatched up.
Oh.
But they be good, though, overall.
That's good.
Because I teach 3 and 4 year olds.
Okay,
mainly I was about 4 year olds. But some of them they're 3 going on 4, and then there's those who are 4. They'll be 5 later on this year.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm up though. I'm here. I'm present.
You are. Yes, you are. Okay, you are here.
I am present.
Yes, I'm just thinking about the ages. My niece just turned 5, and I'm like. Woo! Okay. How many kids do you have in your class?
Okay. If it's just the 4s, there's about 10.
Okay, that's enough. Okay.
Yeah, like 10 to 12. And then some of them might dip off, and then we get some other ones that come in later on, which that's like 20.
Ooh.
Yeah, it can
that's
be
why
like
you're tired, okay? That's why.
That energy is high. The energy is so high, and I'm like, wow, you don't take all no day. Breaks? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo, that's where your energy went.
Just a little depleted, just a tiny bit. Yeah. But yeah, they'd be cool though. I will say, you know, these new kids, they different.
Very. Very.
They different. They different. And I just, you know, sometimes I just want to talk to the parents, like, what are you doing?
Okay. Because back in my, I be feeling old. Like, back in the, okay. Like, I know.
And the parents be older than us.
Yes.
The parents are older than us. Like,
what happened?
But I, you know what? I will say, I'm like, it's because these kids, they not, like, my mom did not play when it came to education. During the summertime, we had books to read.
Right.
We had workbooks to do. Mm-hmm. We had the VTech, and we had the Leapfrog.
Yes. Still learning, okay?
Year round. Oh, you want to go outside? Read me two chapters and tell me what these chapters
before are you can get out there, okay? None of that today.
You want to go to the pool? Go ahead and do some pages in this workbook.
Yes. You know, it's none of it today. And it shows. It's sad to say. It really does show a lot.
Because these kids, they can hit you with the TikTok
challenge. And them fast, okay? Hey, look. I mean, what? You walking in the aisle in Target or Walmart, listen. This aisle is a kid down here. Like, I'm just trying to get right here, please. They're getting it in, okay? And it's not just the regular 1-2 step. Like, it's a whole choreography.
Maybe the little, the whole thing.
All of it. That's so crazy.
Y'all got it.
Yes.
I've realized I've entered old head status. Young old head status.
Yeah, we ain't claiming old head.
Because I don't even know the lingo no more. I don't know what the new dance. I don't even care to know. I don't. I'm going to stick
to it. Right, or to keep up.
I don't. Y'all got it.
It's hard trying to keep up. I just posted a meme on my page the other day. Mm-hmm. CMP means call me please. And I said, I can't keep up. Like, I don't. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even. What? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Not hit me. Not HMU hit me up.
No. I said. Wow. Isn't that something? Craziness,
y'all
okay? That's y'all what I'm I guess I'll be old here today because I am not CMP. don't send me that.
CMP, okay. All right.
Nope, not gonna do it.
That's the way y'all got it.
Yes. And I forgot. Look, we just start having side conversations here. But if I had to choose between Scream and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I don't really do horror movies. But if I had to choose, I'm gonna go with Scream.
That's a really good slasher. It really is. Like, yeah, I can dissect that movie, like in film speak, because it's really good. But yeah, they ate that opener. That's probably one of my favorite openers in like film history. That the intro for Belly.
Ooh, that listen.
The opener.
That's
for
my
Belly?
Top five. Okay, Belly is
the
in.
Opener
I was watching
for Belly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And who was the director? Wasn't he? He directed music videos, right?
Yeah, it's. Either Hype Williams.
It was Hype Williams.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that whole either movie. Him or what's name? Yeah.
That's definitely one of my favorites. Stay on me. Listen, there was a toss up between what movies
with
I'm going to watch tonight.
Okay, with the blue and everything. I'm like, the cinematography was fire, but I mean, it makes sense because you got someone who does celebrity music videos.
Exactly. He was on point with that. Wow. All righty. So that wraps up our this or that questions.
Hey.
Yes. Not that we needed that to break the ice because listen, the ice is already broken. That was perfect.
Okay. It's melted.
All right. So the next question I have for you, what motivated you to become a director and a screenwriter?
What motivated me would it would be when I was younger, we would have like Friday family movie nights or whatever. We would go to Block, like my mom, she would take me and my siblings, we would go to Blockbuster. It was still popping.
The rule band. Yes.
Get a couple movies. And we would go to Lito's Pizza, which is a Merlin pizza chain. And if you know, you know, Lito's is the best pizza on the entire planet ever.
Okay.
Biased opinion, but it's a fact.
Okay, right.
Okay. But yeah, so we would do that. And then there were times where, you know, we wouldn't have cable, but my mom always like bought movies. Like we always stayed watching movies. So we had like these two real big clear bins of DVDs.
Wow.
And I just like would be
What's
watching, and excuse me, once I came across Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, that's when I was like, I want to be a director.
This is it. Yes.
Yes, I want to do that. And then when it came down to screenwriting, I think that just, I've always been a writer since I was five. I would write short stories and then that
Oh.
turned into like poems and then I did spoken word and stuff like that. I've always had a love for writing literature, like literature, all things that encompass that. So I think it's just, I just kind of pivoted that towards filmmaking.
Okay. That's decent. I'm just sitting here thinking my baby is 9. She'll be 10 this year, and she's like writing the little stories. She's like, "Mom, look, this way." Like on the ride home, I'm like, "Ooh, I've been sitting here like having a happy mom moment. Like, look at my baby. She's gonna be the next director, okay? She's gonna be the next big thing."
No, for real.
Yes,
Honestly.
yes. And
That's
I
so
love
true.
it
That's what we
because,
all would like.
the kids today is everybody's so into social media and. Dancing. Granted, now she's one of them TikTok kids. She likes to do all of the dances. Like, yes, mom. I'm Aunt Listen. That's her thing. So it is a joy to still see. Like, okay, a mental note to myself. Like, I'm doing the right thing. I know I am. I know I am.
Yeah, because reading and writing is so fundamental, and I feel like people forget, like outside of social media and all this stuff, you need to learn how to, you have to know how to read and write. That is a form of communication that's never ever going to die.
At
You're
all.
always going to have to sign your name on something,
Yes.
and you're always going to have to read a contract.
Yes.
Okay, you got to read signs on the road when you drive. You got to read labels when you go to the grocery store. You're always doing that. You may not do the Pythagorean theorem,
Right.
but you always going to read and write. You're always going to read and write, and you're going to have to comprehend and be able
Yes.
to explain.
Thanks. Okay. Social
And
media exposed a lot, though, about people.
we
Yes.
are losing that
We
because
really
people want to
are.
read.
With the
People want to
phones, the
read.
technology, it's sad. And I'm telling you, every day on social media, it's like, oh,
It's
okay.
like people
All
forgot
right.
how to research and use credible sources. I'm like,
Yes.
this is what we were learning in fifth and sixth grade.
Yes. How the
And
hell
y'all
don't
knew
you know
something
how to
forgot.
write? It's sad. Right?
But you got the latest, this and just a
Right.
fashionable dummy. That's what it's
Terrible
given.
priorities.
And it's
Okay.
sad.
It is. It is. It's I see it so often. I feel like I have this conversation with everybody like every other day because it's like, yo, this is really what it is. Like, I can't believe this shit here. Like, okay.
Every other
Yes.
day.
It's sad
That's
to
funny.
see. It's the reality though.
That's a shame.
Yes. Ooh, but that's so dope to hear your background. And the reason why you decided to become a director and film writer.
These are great questions, by the way, too.
Oh, thank you, girl. I told you I was doing my research. I'm like, ooh,
And
yeah.
your hair, okay. And yes, your hair is really cute too. That's what I've like
Oh,
been.
thank
That's what
you.
I'm like. I was supposed to say something. Okay, yeah.
Thank you
That's
so
what I was trying to
much.
say.
Let me tell you
Of
what I
course.
did. Let me tell you that real
Okay.
fast.
Oh,
When you
you
think
did
about
it.
me, I'll listen. So I
Okay.
had knotless braids, right? Now my hair new growth grows so fast, so I didn't even have them in for like a month yet before the new growth start popping out. Like I'm sweating. It was hot. It's just a lot going on. So I went to the hair store yesterday and I got the curly because I'm like, look, I just paid this money for these braids. I'm not taking them off, okay? So I went and grabbed me some curly hair and crocheted it in there, and now I got some boho knotless going on. It's like I'm make do with do,
That's
okay?
how we do, and that's how we do
One
it.
thing about
That's how we do.
it. Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, girl.
Yes, of course, of course, of course.
Yes. All right. So our next question is, what are your top three movies? I know that's probably hard because it's only three.
Right, because I got top five.
Ooh, right.
Why top three? Okay, in no order at all.
Okay.
Top three. Dang, that means like all the movies. Okay. Okay. Malcolm X. Okay, Get Out.
Okay.
And I'll just do a combination of stuff. Yeah. Malcolm X, Get Out, and I'm gonna say what is it? Friday After Next. So I hit three different genres.
That was perfect. Yes.
Now, if you had asked me when it comes to horror, I got a top five list for that. But
Okay. So horror is for movies. The thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not me. I'm scared. Child, I've been scary. Listen, scary movies, I'm cool. I can see the label, like, yeah, that's Scream or yeah, that's Texas 10, but I don't think I watched the whole thing. I'm like, you know, stuck in looking over here. I don't really want to watch this right now.
No, I feel that. I can't do all the scary movies now. There's only I can't do too much of the demonic stuff. I'm not gonna lie. I can't.
Yeah.
One, it'd be played out, but two, that joint really, you know, I'm a believer. Okay. I believe in the Lord.
Dreams and all that stuff. Right.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, the power of Christ compels you. I got to have all of it. I know. That's why I like more like psychological thriller horrors like that. You know, stuff that makes you think.
Yeah.
And it really like, you be like, oh, yo, what if?
Right, start putting it into perspective.
Because Get Out scared me and my godmom real bad in the theater, like shook. And I was not speaking. And at this time, I was going to a predominantly white high school.
Okay,
I ain't talked to none of them for about a month.
You did?
I was side eyeing everybody. Side eyeing everybody. Like, I wish one of y'all would.
Right.
I wish one of y'all would. Y'all gonna see the Jesus day, trying okay? to take me. I tell you that. Right. You're going to see them pearly gates before you try and see you with a
okay.
somewhere.
Period. I love that. Yeah. Love it. Well, I watched Get Out. I watched it, but I don't, again, I'm telling you, like, it don't hit. I'd be so scared and I'd be like, you know what? I'm just gonna look away over here. So I'm like, yeah. I don't want to seem like I'm too scary, but I'm not really watching this, and I don't know what's going on here.
Get Out. But, like, Get Out, I mean, it's more of, like, it's scary in a social way, like, mm-hmm. societal horror or
right.
what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch, I feel like you can watch it and be fine. Like, there's no, I don't think it's not scary on some, like, Annabelle or...
Yeah, no, like, I'm not even watching.
Like, ain't nobody possessed.
Yeah, I'm not even watching that.
Yeah, my friends was like, yeah, let's watch it. And I was like,
right. Peeking through, okay? Like,
I think the only scary movies that I will really just force myself to watch it, and only because the plot is good,
mm-hmm.
and I will watch it with other people, not by myself, is Insidious. That is some scary shit. That is scary. That is really scary. But the plot is really good.
Really?
And because the plot is so good, I will.
You gonna watch?
I will.
Just get your cover. Well.
Oh gosh. Oh, sorry.
I've never seen. I don't think I've seen it. I'm telling you, girl, I don't play around.
If you're super scary, don't do it.
Don't do it? Okay. Listen, I take your word for it, okay? You ain't got to tell me
twice. That joint is scary. It is scary.
Woo. All right, so my top three movies, and I just thought that's really hard. Just trying to box it to three, narrow it down to three.
Play hard.
Should have been five, right? but I'm going with the first Friday. I'm going to go with The Wood and wow. And it's no order. Mm-hmm. I'm just really stuck on, like, damn, I really wish it was five right now. All right, those are two. And I'm going to throw Belly in there. I'll throw them.
Okay. I got to change one of mine. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine, girl. That's
because
fine.
I forgot. I'm not, you see, because I am a little sleepy. I'm not.
You are. In your defense.
So, okay. I'm going to take your Friday After Next out and putting The Wiz in because that is my favorite movie of all time. I completely, I don't even know how I forgot that.
Forgot about, yes.
But The Wiz.
Get them down. Yes. I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. Yes.
Yeah, I know it front to back. Like, all the music cues, all the, I'll say lyrics.
But that too, I mean.
All the lines and yeah. The lyrics. Like, I know that.
Right.
So, yeah. I want to go see it on Broadway because it's on Broadway now.
It is. Oh, wow. Okay.
I want to so bad. If I know, I'll just be like,
oh, right. I'm a crybaby too, girl. I'll be in there bawling. Tears rolling down my eyes.
Believe in yourself.
Right.
From the start.
Okay. I forgot about The Wiz too. Like, yeah. Wow.
That's a classic right there.
It definitely
That's a classic
is.
Classic right there.
Yes. Wow.
I don't care what nobody says. That is a very phenomenal musical
yes.
done in the 70s.
Agreed. Like, isn't that something? Just, way back
let's
then.
Let's just put into perspective.
Yes.
That production design?
Yes.
In the 70s?
Right. Out of this world back then. So we're still like 2024. Like, listen, that's it. One of those, okay, it's one of them ones. That's what they say.
It's like that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a good selection, though. I like that. Taking The Wiz, well, took out Friday After Next to put The Wiz in there.
Yeah.
I would have done the same, okay? All right, so do you have a favorite actor and actress?
Okay. Okay, when you say actor, two come to mind. They're both alive.
Okay.
Okay, because RIP to Chadwick, because he really ate.
He really did. Damn.
He was
okay.
here. He was, yeah, clearing the plate every time.
Mm-hmm.
But two that come to mind that I'm just always going to be like, I have to watch is Damson Idris and Denzel.
Ooh.
As far as actors.
Mm-hmm.
Actresses, I gotta give it to Viola and Angela Bassett every time.
Yes. Every time. Oh, I and love I, that.
I okay, and I gotta throw in what's her name? Regina King. She's there.
Yes.
So yeah.
And over time at that. Wow.
But, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, those Ooh. Five come to mind every time.
Yes. Okay. I almost want to say, listen, this I got the same selection. Denzel's definitely favorite actor. Like, I just feel like he's really that guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all of his movies, though, like every movie that I've watched, just like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damson is what? Eye candy. Okay. I'll watch him in anything.
He's like, what's up, bruv? What's up, bruv? Yeah.
Right.
What's up, bruv?
I'll watch him in anything.
I'll be British so quick.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's so dope too, like when they get into full character in the movie roles and lose their accent.
Yeah.
Like it's gone.
That's good dialect coaching.
Yes. Yes.
That's good dialect coaching for sure.
Yes. That's so decent.
Yeah.
So actress. Wow. Oh man,
Wood Harris, and you know what? And Wood Harris is underrated.
He really
Wood
is.
Wood Harris is underrated.
He really is.
That man, any role he gets,
yes.
You forget that he's Wood Harris.
You do.
You really do.
You do.
And John David taking up to his daddy, and he's so fine too. He is. Yeah.
But, he is. Okay. I feel like he's throw that out there. He's just looking at his mom. You know, you can look at somebody like, "Why you look like your mom?" And get the head.
Listen, Paulette yes. is shining through.
Yes,
shining through.
She is.
Okay. And he sounds just like his dad too. It's insane.
Right. Yes, that's scary. That is. Wow. I'm still sick. Girl, I don't know for my favorite actress. It's just.
There's so many.
It is.
I mean, and honestly, I'm going to be like the first people that come to mind are going to be Black people because I myself am a Black person.
Yes. Same.
But I'll say, other actresses or actors or actresses, you know, basically everybody else who ain't Black.
Right.
Anne Hathaway, be eaten down. Meryl
yes.
Streep, be eaten down.
Yes, I
Julia
agree.
Julia Roberts, eaten down.
Yeah.
yes. Great. They're phenomenal.
They are.
There's, what's...
I'm terrible with names,
I don't know
too.
I don't know all the white people's names. But
I don't eat. That's what I said. I'm terrible with the names.
I just know when I see them, I'd be like, oh, this is going to be good when I see that person.
Right, because you know. The favorite actress for me, I'm going with Angela Bassett. But that was hard to choose one. Definitely hard.
Yeah. Yeah, Christopher Walken, he's good. Adam Scott, John Turturro. Yeah.
Okay.
These are good people. Oh, yeah.
Jim Carrey, underrated sure. when it comes to range.
Oh, yeah. He is. Very good. Oh, and you know what? Tom Hanks.
Okay. How we forget
Tom
about
Hanks
Tom
and
Hanks?
And Brandon Fraser. Because The Whale, have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
I was watching that movie on my way to Fiji because I had worked on Love Island games.
Oh, I see. And, yeah, yes, girl's going to be our next question, too. Oh,
my God. Yeah, it was fun. And I was profusely crying watching that movie.
Oh.
It is insanely emotional. Very good writing, though. Very good.
Wow.
And a man they called Otto, or a man called Otto, O-T-T-O, with, because the Whale has Brandon Fraser. The Otto one is Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Made me cry, too.
Wow. You're giving me a list of movies I want to watch. When
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, what am I going to watch?
You want a horror drama? I got you. Yeah.
You do? Yes. Okay.
I got you.
Get my list together. I'm going to be ready, girl. I'm text you crying like, let me tell you about watching this movie. Face off with the ugly cry.
Okay.
Wow. But those are really good selections. I like that. All righty. So what advice would you give to someone looking to become a director and film writer?
I would say always do not follow trends when it comes to writing and directing. Do not do that because they will die out so quick.
Mm.
You write from experience, you write from life, you write from what's within, and you do that with directing as well. You know, you do things that align with your morals and that speak to your artistic voice.
Mm.
There are some questions to figure out what your artistic voice is. I cannot think of them right now. I would have to look at my notebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure if you Google, how can I find my artistic voice, there'll
right.
be some stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I would say. Now, for me, you know, a lot of people don't go to school. They kind of just, they might start off as, PAs and work their way up, and then boom.
Right.
But I feel like with writing and directing, I just feel like going to school helps. because you get a leg up because you come out one with a degree, but you know all the terminology. You know how a set is supposed to run and work. Right. Mm-hmm. You, depending on where you go, you might learn all the jobs, all the roles for on set, and even like pre and post production as well, mm-hmm. not just production. But yeah, you know, do your research, figure out what your artistic voice is, and you take off from there. Do not follow no trends. Don't do that, because by the time you're done writing your script and everything, and then you want to start shooting and all of that stuff, the trend will die out, and then you're coming out with something, they're like, that is so last year or 2 years ago.
Right, damn.
You write from right here, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. You write with what you feel, because artists, we are emotional.
Okay.
We are emotional.
Coming up with the best material.
Okay, which you experience life. You talk to people, you do mm-hmm. new things, and you draw your ideas and stories and stuff from those experiences and things of that nature. But yeah, you stay true to your artistic self. You keep your creative integrity, okay? Doesn't matter how much money somebody pay you or whatever. Mm-hmm. If it does not sit right with your heart and with your conscience, you do not need to do it.
I love that.
Okay? It might be slow, you know, it might be a slow little start, but in the Taurus and the hair, slow and steady wins the race.
Okay. That's fake.
And I'm saying that to myself as well.
Yes. Okay. Let me say this out loud. It's one of those.
Okay. It will take time. It's going to take time. But yeah, so that would be my advice.
Yes. I got my takeaways. Okay. Speaking to my artistic voice, listen, I'm going to do that. Okay.
Yeah. There's only one you, and can't nobody be a better you than you.
Yes, that's so true.
So that's really it.
Yes, and great advice. Like, I'm telling you, I got my takeaways, girl. Yes.
God is good. God is good.
All the time. I can't wait. What just you said you're coming to Philly next month. I can't wait, girl. I can't wait. Okay? Yes. No, that's great. Great advice, though. Great advice. Thank you. So my last question is, what can we expect from you in the future?
I don't know, honestly. I know one thing to expect is that I'll be back doing my podcast as soon as I am back in my own space. This man wants to be.
He's going to throw my shot in here.
He wants to act in one of my joints so bad, which I take that as a compliment, honestly, truly. But yeah, my podcast is called Get Real Podcast, _, and it's real, R-E-E-L, on Instagram, Spotify, podcasts, Apple Podcasts, I think, Instagram, and TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it. But yeah, that
you think about pretty like, soon,
right? That real soon coming. I'll be coming back with that. Right now, there's like just eight episodes out from last year. Oh, what else? You know. Prayerfully, and you know, I'm just gonna say this. I'm gonna be in a film festival. My thesis film is gonna be in a film festival this year.
Yes.
Y'all gonna hear about me being in a film festival, being selected to be screened at a film festival.
Yes.
Okay.
That's dope.
So far I haven't gotten into some, but I've applied to other ones. So I'm going to get into one of them.
Yes.
It will be screened at one of them this year.
Speaking into existence. Yes.
I know it. I know it. I believe that. Yeah, and honestly, I want to finish my feature script. But yeah, you know, just follow your girl, and you know, you'll see what God has in store for your girl. You know.
Yes.
Thank you for posting it up. I appreciate
it. Come on, producer. Come on with it.
Yes, a producer. He is in his producer bag.
Listen, doing his big one. I love that.
Okay.
Love it. Yes, yes. But that's so dope to hear everything in the future. You're speaking everything into existence. It's such a joy for me to hear that because I'll be like, yes, it's going to happen. And then when it do happen, I'll be like, I told you. I'll tell you. Y'all heard it on the Tall Woman's Perspective podcast, okay?
You heard it here.
Oh, you've been such a joy. I want to thank you again for coming
thank
on
you for having me.
The episode. You are more than welcome.
I want to come back whenever you're ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, anytime. Good, okay.
Good dialogue.
Hit me
good
up. Dialogue. Hey, I'm ready. Okay. Episode. Yep. She's back. Yes. Yes. This was so fun.
Yes. Thank you for having me again. This was really great. Honestly.
Yes. You are welcome. Time. No problem at all. All right, so I just want to ask Kev, is it good for us to just exit out? This was the first one.
This is pretty good. I like this setup too.
Yeah, I do too. Good. I'm just sitting here like, oh, okay, I like this. I like it. I'm always nervous with new things, but I'm like, oh, okay, I'm feeling this. Okay, this is good. All right, I think so.
Yeah. I
think we're good to just connect, disconnect.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Bye. All right. Have a good night.
All righty. You too.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.